Lesson 4. I have a bone to pick with you. Don't we get off here at this exit? Beats me, you said you had the directions covered.
Yeah, but I'm also driving right now. Just look in the glove compartment. I think I put them in there.
They're not here.
They should be, let me see. Oh man, I took them out to double check something and forgot to put them back in. It must have slipped my man.
So we are lost?
That's great.
It's no big deal. We can call or ask someone for directions.
This is typical. Why did you say you'd handle the directions if you weren't going to handle them?
Look who's talking. The only reason I said I'd handle them is because I knew you couldn't be counted on.
Me? You've got to be kidding. You are the one who doesn't give a damn about anyone around you.
All right. Let's not fly off the handle here. We just need to get directions.There's no reason to make a mountain out of molehill. What's the deal?
Come on, if you have a bone to pick with me, don't beat around the bush. Let's get it out in the open before we get to Aunt Helen's place.
All right, fine. I think you've become a bit of slacker lately.
You think I'm a slacker? That's a bit harsh. Why would you say something like that? What's eating you?
Well, for instance, last week you need to borrow one of my shirts for work because you didn't bother to plan ahead and buy one yourself.
It's just a shirt.
Are you really that bent out of shape over my borrowing a shirt?
You need to lighten up a bit, Bob.
It's not just a shirt, Angel. It's that you lean on everyone else and expect them to pick up your slack. You don't take responsibility. You are always passing the buck.
That's insane. I needed a shirt for a new job. If I were such a slacker, I wouldn't even have a job.
Okay, let's talk about job then.
What's about it?
Well, I got you that job. I hooked you up with a great job at a place where I've worked for 3 years.
And I've thanked you for it like 1,000 times.
Yeah, but what you do there reflects on me. If you screw up, it really gives me a bad name.
How am I screwing up? I worked my tail off there.
Sometimes, yeah, but you also sit around twiddling your thumbs a lot, too.
Okay, that's bull.
No, it's true, and you also seem to find a lot of time to chat up the pretty girls who worked in, instead of doing your job.
I'm a salesman. I'm supposed to talk with the customers.
But the same thing at home. You are still living with mom and dad, and you hardly ever lift a finger around the house to help out.You are 22 years old and your room looks like a rain track. You don't even pitch in with groceries.
That's not true at all. And how would you know? You are not even there.
I have eyes, Angel, I can see. You still act like a child sometimes.
Oh, you need to get off your high horse, Rob. You are the one acting like a child. You are still trying to show everyone up like little Mr. Perfect. You were a goody-goody as a kid.And you haven't changed things.
Hey, what do you know?
What?
Well, we were at each other's throats. You somehow managed to get us to Aunt Helen's.
Oh, yeah. That's her house there. Pretty good for such a slacker.
Just park the car and give it a rest for now.
Gladly. Just don't criticize my parking job.
The ride home is going to be long.